U.S. military is pretty good about planning for conflict, and they have planners in each one of the combatant commands and certainly in the Pentagon, and they look at climate change as a threat multiplier or an accelerant to instability. And I will walk just very quickly around the world on some pointed examples here, and I'll start with Lake Chad in Nigeria, which has lost 90% of its water in the last 30 years. And what's happened there is you've got a migration change. The people who used to subsist on that water and fish there had to move, and others became to take advantage of that instability, particularly Boko Haram, which I'm sure you're familiar with. They now are discovering an ISIS footprint in that same part of the world as those people shift and move. Now, the Sahel is predicted that an ambient temperature might go as high as 50 degrees centigrade here in the next 20 years. People can't live at that temperature, so they're gonna move. So one of the lines I use, and you should be concerned here in Sweden about it, is you think you have a migration problem now caused by what's going on in the Middle East. Wait 20 years, and you've got 20 or 30 million people who have to move, and they're not going to South Africa. They're going the other way, they're going north. You are going to have a migration problem. Let me shift a little bit farther to the east and talk about Syria and the Arab Spring. I won't claim that the Arab Spring was caused by climate change, but I will tell you it was a spark that helped participate in it. It started with the wheat, with the forest fires and the wheat crops in Russia in 2010. Force News. It's going to happen. We cannot stop that level of sea rise that's going to happen in the next 10 to 20 years. So long term, you can understand why the military has to plan for the crisis that's going to be caused by climate change and how it's a threat to instability and accelerant.